Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling back in the seat. Thanks to Lisa, Jane and Ellie for the cover. Go Team Insight. Go Eurovision. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Welcome, I'm back in the UK time zone, or as Eurovision fans know it, Portugal's time zone. Yes, it's going to be a GMT contest coming up in May 2018. The run-up is still going on. We're here with you every other week with the news. Castaways is still running over from Ellie there. And Lisa and I will be heading out to Junior Eurovision to give you daily coverage, news reports, and lots of fun and games, adventure, excitement, and everything as we go through Tbilisi's 2017 Junior Eurovision Song Contest. We'll start there with two notes. The first one is an internal one. Lisa has started a song reviews over on escbuzz.tumblr.com, reviewing all the songs and the countries in the run-up to the contest. And if you are going to be out there, tickets are now on sale from tkt.ge. Standing tickets for the final still available there at €5, slightly cheaper than we think the tickets for the no longer called the MEO Arena in Lisbon. What else on the notes front? Eurovision Young Musicians, not strictly song contest, but it is going to be the second Eurovision titled contest to be hosted in Scotland. Nope. In Edinburgh, because Glasgow has a Eurovision dance. But coming to Edinburgh on the 16th to the 24th of August is Young Musicians. That's the last week of the Edinburgh Fringe. It's going to be busy in the city. So if you're planning on coming up, just let you know, there might be one or two other events going on. Yeah. Still. It's like, it's just up the door for me. I can walk out. I can walk out the studio and I can be at the venue like 10 minutes. That's going to be brilliant. So looking forward to that. Anyway, Eurovision news, why not? Yes, right then. We actually have some results to start going through. National finals, certainly a lot of them have got processes open. You've got some internal selections and internal judges. But Israel's the next star is now well underway. I think we're into week three of that now. All the auditionees, as they were, have to pass a 70% score, which means that you might get weeks where nobody goes through or weeks where everybody goes through. In the first week, we had five qualified, six ran. Four of them managed above the 70% mark. One managed 59% and was saved by the wild card selection from the hosts. Tamir Cohen was the DNQ from the first batch. Morkar Bassi was the wild card save. And picking up over the 70% magic mark then, out of Barzali, Jonathan Margie, Adva Omer, and Jeki Garforov. Show two, three ran, three qualified. Nice on that one. Gal Yakoni, Hagar Yefet, and Shen Aroni all making it through to the next round. We don't have any more results. That's it. Two shows, two results. But we do have stuff coming up. Depi Evrasi is starting up again, and we'll be joining that in December, such like as well. So, yes, Armenia's selection show, Depi Evrasi, towards Eurovision, to Eurovision, so it's kicking off for the second year. So applications are available to be sent in now, must be picked up by December the 15th. Armenian citizens or Armenian heritage are being looked for in there. Carrying on down the country list before we get to somebody who's playing their first foreign gig and a bit of musical fun from Switzerland past, we'll start with Australia. No, we don't. We start with Armenia. Well, second to Australia. Confirming to ESE today that they will be using the internal selection process for 2018. There was talk of a national final, and there still is talk of a national final. It's just not going to be ready in time. I suspect setting up the Eurovision Asia Song Contest is taking a lot of the production time and the headspace to go on there. Look, if you ask me, there's going to be lots of names and speculation. Somebody's going to say Kylie at some point. Somebody's going to say, if not Kylie, can we have Danny? But if you want, if I had to say right now, Jessica, my boy, getting to come back, but actually go into competition rather than just be the interval act in the semi-final. Just saying. No information, not hiding anything, just making the guess. There we go. Estonia has expanded its internal jury to get the shortlist from however many down to 20 songs, from 11 out to 15. They'll be making announcements probably at December 19th, December 20th, which more than likely will have the artists and possibly snippets of the song going on in there. Finland will be having a press conference on November 7th to reveal more details of UMK for 2018. We already know that Mikko Silvanoinen and Krista Siegfrieds are going to be on hosting duties. Nope, we're never getting rid of her. Italy has seen a 50% rise in applications for Sanremo's newcomers contest. There's the big song, the Gran Cantone, and then there's the Nuevo contest as well. 76 groups have applied, 305 male performers, 265 female performers, total 646. They will be whittled down to make a long list of 68, because it's the 68th anniversary of the contest, and then we'll work through that process, and the final rounds will be part of the week of San Remo. My Windows desktop now wants to update itself, so no, shush, terrible. Look, it's so late, I'm leaving it in. Germany, putting together a 100-strong member of fans and juries and people who want to help them sort through the long list of songs, and these will be cut down to make the shorter list, and then it will go forward to the televised national final. Applications to join that jury should be made to NDR and their main Eurovision website. Greece has announced that they've got 16 entries through 13 record labels. Three of those labels have submitted two songs. They'll now go through shortlisting for the televised rounds. No word yet on how many will go through to that televised process. More than likely it will depend on the quality of the songs. Latvia has closed the public voting section. Every song is up there. You could vote up or down. The top candidates are going to be asked back to a judged round this Sunday, which will be live in the Alpha Park shopping mall. Curiously, they've also said that one song was the clear favourite of everybody voting online, which matched the judges' opinions, and about nine of them were in a sort of chasing pack, and then everybody else at the back. So we're starting to get the front runners appearing in the contest there, and the story going forward. Macedonia is a curious one. Like Romania, they've been hit with a "you've not paid your EBU fees, so you're not getting anything from the EBU." So no Euro Radio, no Euro News, no Euro Sports. That's the big one, to be perfectly honest, and also no Eurovision come May, but they're still being allowed to go to Junior Eurovision. To me, this goes, look, this is a negotiating tactic, not a complete kill. We shall see what happens as we go through the next couple of weeks. Montenegro are having a national final. There have been calls for submissions. You can be a writer from absolutely anywhere, but the person singing the song should be Montenegrin, and the song itself should be in Montenegrin as well. Staying with Montenegro very briefly, those of you who've been following Lisa Jane and her adventures with Slavko Kalesic back on the X Factor, Slavko didn't make the live show, and Slavko's very happy about that. So, silver lining. It's always a silver lining, especially if you're Slavko. Netherlands, once more, maybe the first to confirm their act. Avrotros will be announcing at some point in the middle of November who they will be sending to the Eurovision Song Contest. They're probably going to follow the same format as they did with Eugene last year, which is announced Eugene, but leave the song until very late in the process. And it was almost the last song. It's pretty close to it. There are a number of front runners going through there. Mandestein Winkle is being suggested by quite a few quarters. So when we come back with the next news podcast, which will just be as we head out to Junior Eurovision, we may or may not have a name there from the Netherlands. We shall let you know. Norway, Melody Grand Prix, it's going to be a one-shot 10. We'll run on one show to find the one song for the song contest. It's going to happen on March the 10th, and they're going to whittle down something like 1,200 entries down to 10. So a lot of interest there in Norway. Romania have paid the fees, are coming back, and have confirmed they will be doing a televised national final, a bit like Melody Festival. So the fans will be happy, but let's just see what the process looks like. San Marino, we can see everything about the process. It's an open audition. Upload you singing a cover song to the 1 in 30 platform. They've received something like 250 entries so far from 60 countries. That long list, Some of them will be asked to re-record for submission on YouTube. That YouTube will then create the shortlist that will cut it down to 10 or so, and those 10 will go onto live performances and a live show to find out who will be representing San Marino from everywhere in the rest of the world of the contest. And finally, finishing off with Sweden, because yes, there have been lots of UK rumours, but it does look like the manager was just trying to get some traction on the story, so we'll move on from that and stay with Sweden. Tickets are on sale for Melody Festival. I can't remember if Lisa Jane mentioned that or not, so we'll just double that up to make sure. And our host has been announced, apparently, so far, running the Soul Show for this year. It will be David Lindgren taking the stage and guiding us all as we go from 28 to 1 there in Sweden. So yeah, there's been a lot of interest on the San Marino process. The huge amounts of uploads going on. Everybody's just going, oh, I'll go up there, and everybody's voting online and all that. You know, it's been done before. It's been, back in my day, which is only like about 3 or 4 years ago, let's be honest, you had the Swiss doing this all the time. The chances are the Swiss would open the portal. Your first song you'd hear would be Switzerland. Occasionally, you'd get an absolutely banging classic from Ultra Natty and My Love. Occasionally, you'd get Stella Quarmana simply going on about an IKEA catalogue and putting it to music. I miss the Swiss process sometimes. So we could take some stuff from there, but no. We're going to honour a long-time friend of the parish whose band will be making the first international gig in just a couple of hours' time from the recording of this podcast. Yes, Roy Delaney of Eurovision Apocalypse is bringing his band in inverted commas, up to Glasgow. His words, not mine. George and himself, who make up Hacksaw, are going to be heading into the 13th Note in Glasgow for their first gig ever in Scotland in decades and decades of punk rock music. So, little known fact, for about 20 minutes, they were part of the Swiss national final process. And then Switzerland saw the song and went, no, and it was deleted from the system. And that is the sum total of Hacksaw's involvement on the musical side of the Eurovision Song Contest. That track was Go Bath City Go. I'm desperately hoping that I get to hear it live tonight. But if not, and if you're not there, little reminder, Switzerland turned this down once. Madness. Absolute madness. Whether I mean the Swiss were mad or Hacksaw are mad, I don't know. Go Bath City Go. Go! Hacksaw there, and Switzerland turning down the Go Bath City Go football anthem. I'll leave it as an exercise to you using... Yeah, okay, right, boys. Shut up. I'll leave it as an exercise to you, the listener, to find out what Switzerland actually sent that year instead, and you can decide how mad or not they were to say no. Right then, what have we got going forward over the next 2 weeks? Well, we're going to be building up towards Junior Eurovision, so we're going to be doing lots of scripting and stuff, guidebooks. Lisa's going to carry on reviewing all of the songs over up on Tumblr. When we do get to Junior Eurovision, we will be giving you daily podcasts on there, so those will be starting probably Monday the 20th. So if you desperately want to avoid Junior Eurovision, the 20th to the 26th, we might be doing a lot on the podcast about that. Okay, so if you don't want to do Junior, just ignore us for that week. But if you're not quite sure about Junior, join us anyway. The podcast will be pretty short. We'll still be going half an hour like we do in May. And you get a feel of the contest. You don't need to watch the contest at the end if you don't want to. But come along, get the feel of the interviews and see how you get on. And we'll have all the usual fun and games going on there as well. Your comments are always welcome. Your subscriptions to our mailing list are always useful. ESEinsight.com/newsletter gets you there. If not, we're on the front page. Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, all the usual places for your sources and stuff. The Eurovision Song Contest. Oh, many of you just go, it's May. For me, it's in 3 weeks' time. But really, it lives all year round. Certainly does here on the podcast. I'm Ewan Spence. This has been ESC Insight. It is time to say goodbye with those other words beginning with G. Guitar.